Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Akimi and Michael, and I'm looking forward to talking to you and hopefully get you some answers. You can call into the program by doing this, 516-418-5997. Again, the call number is 516-418-5997. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and I'll be taking some calls. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you provide for us. And sometimes we can't see that you're working for us, but you are. You're always working with us and for us, and I appreciate that. Oh, Lord God, I just pray for those that might not be feeling well, just start grieving. And I just pray that you would just touch them and have that healing touch. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you would bless the show tonight. And it'll be a blessing to those that will be listening. All right, amen. And we will go to 520. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
This is Lisa. Thank you. Hi. I got a call yesterday, and I was wondering if you picked it up. They left a message on my phone. And I wonder if you pick it up that it was a scam.
Yes. Definitely.
Wow. Wow. That blows my mind. Yeah. You know, I thought it just keeps blowing my mind that, oh, wow. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And I can't find who to report it to. You know, they were impersonating a government agency.
Right. Yeah, that scam's going around a lot right now.
I looked it up on the government's website, and that's exactly what it says. But I couldn't get a live person to talk to about it.
Right. You might try again coming about Thursday, and maybe you'll get somebody. You might talk to them on Thursday.
You know, I called someone. I made a phone call first thing in the morning of that day for a friend of mine, and it had nothing to do with that call. I hadn't gotten that call yet, and I was giving some information to this office, and then we hung up. Was it related to that call that I had made earlier in the day?
I don't think so, no.
It was just coincidental that it came in, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll just keep looking for ways to bring attention to it because it was really, it's just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime you go through that, it's not good. So But I would, like I said, I would try on Thursday to call somebody again and see if you can get in, because I feel like that's going to be a good day for you. So.
Okay, I'll mark it down. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, let's go with 856. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Hello. This is Laura.
Hi, how can I help today?
I was wondering what you see for me around getting a house.
Are you looking right now for a house?
I'm looking, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you need to go through a realtor.
Well, of course I'm doing that.
Oh, you are? Yeah, you are doing that? Yeah. Okay. Well, sometimes you can buy, you know, properties sold by owner and avoid that. But
Michael,
I feel like
I just want to know if you see me get in the house, and if so, when, where, anything you're picking up about it, that's all. If you don't pick it up, that's okay. Just tell me.
Again, you're moving. I would see in a different house by the end of the year.
The end of this year? Okay.
Yeah. But it looks like probably early November.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
256, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Michael. This is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering what you see or maybe feel or hear about my romantic life.
Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear all your questions. Can you repeat it for me, please?
Yes. What do you see in reference to my romantic life?
Oh, you're romantic. Oh, I'm glad I called and asked you to repeat your question, because I had something totally in my head that wasn't right. I see somebody coming into your life. It looks like a couple months.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure that you're going to pick that up. So, it's also somebody you can really trust, things like that. So, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. No problem. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's go to 956. You're on earth, me.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I had the same question, actually, if you saw if I was going to meet anybody anytime soon.
Could you repeat your question again?
If you saw me meeting anybody or being in a relationship anytime soon?
Yeah. I would say probably by the end of August.
By the end of this month?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up, yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it somebody new, somebody I know?
I don't feel like you know them. I feel like they're a new person coming in. Somebody you can really trust. And, you know, I feel like you've been hurt in another relationship. And, you know, this person is going to understand that and, you know, work with you to help your healing process. So, all right.
Am I going to meet him at work or just anywhere?
I feel like you're going to meet him at some kind of a social event, like a party or something like that. So that's all I'm picking up on that. Okay?
All right. Okay. Well, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great evening.
Likewise.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. 336, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. I guess this is the love night.
I guess so.
I have a question about love, too. I'm trying to see if you see anyone coming new in my life that may lead to a marriage.
Okay. Could you say your first name for me, please?
Andy.
Okay, thank you. I see somebody coming in. More likely at the end of the year, like maybe October, that somebody would be coming in. I'm not sure how you're going to meet this person. I don't have that information. I do feel like it's somebody that you can really lean on. And, you know, they're looking for marriage as well as you are, so it's going to be a perfect fit. But, you know, the marriage thing is down the road a little bit, so...
Okay, so I haven't met him yet, so probably about the end of the year sometime. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and if you use like any of those dating sites that they have out, that might help. So, all right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. You have a good evening. All right. Bye bye.
Okay. You too.
All right. Let's go down here. 551, you're on air with me.
Hi, this is Tasha. I was calling to see, ask about my romance. Like, have you saw a new person coming in or a relationship?
I see a new person coming in. I'm not sure exactly. I can't tell you when this is going to happen, but I do find, and you are going to find somebody, that will care about you and treat you right and all those kind of things. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Let's go with 562. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. I'm going to continue with the love train. Sorry about that. this is Yvonne, and my question is, when am I going to meet someone new for love? Because I'm unhappy with the relationship I'm in now. I mean, I'm in one now, but I want someone new.
Yeah, the relationship you're in now isn't working. I mean, it's not going to work. I mean, it's done. Something else new is coming into your path. Looks like around September.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Yeah. This will be somebody that's not wishy-washy. You know, when they make a decision and make a commitment, they stay with that commitment. So somebody that you really can lean on, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go with the next call. 678, you're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. It's Susie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? You were on my mind actually yesterday.
I was going to call in, but I wanted to give you a break.
well, we had a show scheduled yesterday, and when I got ready to do the show, I couldn't do it because I had some technical issues, and so I thought, well, we'll be on tonight. So.
Yeah, that's been happening lately with Blog Talk. Do you usually call in through Skype or through the main number? Oh, you call through Skype,
I use Skype, so sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't working today for me, so I'm on a phone.
If you're trying through Skype, then try calling in another way, and I can assure you that it'll work better.
Right. Okay. I'll keep that in the back of my mind. How can I help you?
Well, have you heard from Rose? Have you been keeping in touch with Rose?
I haven't. I haven't talked to her for days now. I'm going to actually call her tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Just days. Okay.
I haven't talked to her, she's around. I just will not make a connection yet. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I really like her here because, you know, she runs the switchboard for me pretty good.
With the 30-minute show, though, you can't screen calls So
yeah.
That's the whole problem. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway, Michael, I was hoping that you'd be able to help me with an answer. I've been communicating with a man named Daniel now for about a month. We've seen each other a couple of times. He works about 100 hours a week. I believe that's pretty accurate that he's saying that. And honestly, I don't know. He's not very good at communicating his thoughts and feelings. So I'm not sure whether, I've addressed this with him a few times that, you know, it's impossible to try to build the relationship when he's working that many hours. And so something has to change or else it's not going to work. And he doesn't seem to want to let me go, but I don't know if he's, you know, willing to fix and change anything. So what do you see with that?
Okay. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't feel like that's going to work out. I mean, the guy is just not connecting emotionally, you know, with you right now, and he's working so many hours. I just would be really careful going forward with this relationship, because I don't see it working out. And I'm sorry I have to tell you that, but.
I'd rather know, really. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. You know, but, on the broader side, you know, there is somebody else coming in, so you won't be alone and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah, that's my whole thing is that, you know, as everybody experiences loneliness at some point. And, I want some companionship just like everybody else does. I'm meeting somebody new tomorrow. His name is Ed. What do you feel about Ed?
I feel like he'll be okay, guy. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be down the line serious about things, but yeah, he's okay right now. So.
Okay, well, I'll give him a try.
Okay.
Michael, I'm still waiting for my long term. I don't want to be playing in the field anymore. I want to be long term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we're getting up in age a little bit, so we want long term. So,
that's right.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to have to move on. But
okay, Michael. God bless. Take care.
You too. I'll talk to you again later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, 229, you're on with me. Hello.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hi, how can I help?
Yes, sir. I was about to go to work tonight and found out that someone had bust my back window out, the back main, the whole back window out, with a beer bottle. And I just want to, it's like a glass bottle. I just want to know what you're picking up on that.
Okay. I'm sorry that, you know, you're going through that. That's not good. So I'll say that I'm sorry that, you know, somebody, you know, did that to your car. That's not good.
Yes.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I when we're talking about it, I keep seeing these two kids. They're like teenagers, one about 17, the other one 16. And they're the ones that, as far as I can tell, they're the ones that broke your window out. And I don't know why they did it. I don't think they know why they did it. So.
Was they walking by, or was they next door to my neighbor's house and standing next to my car?
Because I feel like they're really close to you. And did you call the police on this?
Yes, sir. I have a police report.
Okay.
Will they be caught? Because they left when whoever busted, they left a beer bottle inside my window in the back seat.
Right.
Will I be able to trace that down and get them?
Yeah, I think you'll get justice. Yes, it might take a little bit, but I feel like that they will face a trial. So.
Okay, I mean, my neighbor doesn't have anything to do with it, does he?
No.
Do you see it?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't see him knowing anything. So.
But they just walked up and did it, or just walking by
yeah.
and did it, or?
Yeah, they just walked in and busted it out. Like I said, I don't know why they did it because, nothing was missing, I don't think. So, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I wonder, did a female told them to do it?
Yes, on that.
Sir?
I said yes.
Could it be a girl named Jacaria?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, boy.
Yep.
It just, that's her.
Yeah. I'm going to have to move on, so.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate you calling in. Good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. No problem.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm trying to get the next caller. Okay. 703, you're on there with me.
Thanks for taking the call. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. How can I help?
I know. It's 11:22 out here. I don't know where you are, but I'm in Virginia. So, yeah, it's 11:22. Well, I tried out this few months ago for a TV show, and I was just wondering what you were picking up from this journey. Do you think that the doors are still open?
Yeah, I feel like the doors are open for you. Yes, definitely. And I think it will go to something else, too. So, I don't know what that something else is, but I feel like this is an opportunity, for you, and I really think that you being on TV and stuff like that, they're going to pay attention to that. So I definitely feel like you're going to get this thing.
I try that for America's Got Talent, and I actually sign music. I can't sing, but, they've already taped all the shows, but I feel something is coming in still in August, even though the shows are taped, but I just don't know what it is yet, but I still feel the doors are open, but I'm just kind of checking, so.
Yeah, I feel like the doors are open, and, August looks like a pretty good month for you. So I feel like you'll hear from them, and they'll take it to the next step. So, all right.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in tonight. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Let's go with 562. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. I have a question about me moving to my own place because I've never had my own place. Do you see me getting my own apartment? If so, when?
Okay. I definitely see an apartment for you. I would look like about mid-August.
Oh, this coming August or next year August?
This coming August.
Oh, okay, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm not going to take any more calls the rest of the evening. We're about to go off air anyhow. So I do appreciate you, all the people that did call in tonight. I love each one of you and really appreciate you tuning in. There's other shows that you can go to, and I'm glad that you choose mine. So I just wanted to say that to you and let you know how I feel. We're going to go ahead and close out with prayer, and then we will be on air Tuesday. I'm not sure on the time on that, so just pay attention to the show page and emails, things like that. to share when that's going to be. I will not be on air next weekend where I do the show. There's stuff going on, so I won't be able to be on air this weekend. So, all right, let's go ahead and close out with prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day again, and we thank you for the program. And I thank you for everybody that listens, archived, and when the show is being taped, and I appreciate that. Father, Mother God, just touch everybody, give me wisdom and guidance in situations that I'm going to have to make decisions about things. Just let me know that you're with me, which I already know that, but sometimes we forget. And Father, Mother God, again, I say, you know, just to bless the listeners again, and you know, we just thank you for that. We say namaste, and we say amen. I'll see you, or talk to you, on Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.